Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. At the heart of the Christian faith lies a promise of the extraordinary, the miraculous, the divine intersection with the natural world. This promise is encapsulated in the words of Jesus Christ himself, recorded in the Gospel of Mark. Signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. These words carry profound weight and significance, suggesting that for those who embrace the teachings of Christ and place their trust in him, miraculous occurrences and divine interventions are anticipated to accompany them. Throughout the biblical narrative, we encounter numerous instances of such signs and wonders manifesting in the lives of men and women who put their trust in God. But what does it truly mean for signs and wonders to follow those who believe? In today's message, titled Signs and Wonders, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on the limitless potential that lies within a heart fully surrendered to God.
Believers are for signs and wonders. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 that, "And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." What an incredible piece of scripture I have just read. So my friend, when we talk about these signs will accompany those who believe, well, he had just talked about the Great Commission that go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so we are to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. So whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. That's what he said first, and said these signs shall follow those who believe. He's talking about the gospel. He's talking about the good news of what Jesus did. The good news of him taking our sins, he taking our guilt, him giving us his righteousness. He said they will be going all the world and proclaiming the gospel to the whole creation. Then he starts talking about whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And these signs shall follow those who believe. So who is a believer? I'm asking you this question. And what is that person believing in? According to these verses, it's believing in the gospel. Believe what Jesus did. Believing in the power of the cross, believing the power of his blood and the authority that he has now given to those who believe. If you believe in the gospel, then go and proclaim the good news of the gospel. If you believe in it, then preach the gospel, my friend. It's something that you know is true. And if that's the case, then you need to proclaim to the unsaved. And if you believe what he's saying, then you can just go and do exactly what he is telling you to do. Because you believe what he's saying, what are you going to do? You are going to lay your hands on the sick and you are going to cast out demons. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt you. Because, you know, the gospel is higher than anything. Do you believe that? I'm sure there are believers hearing me today. He said, "These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So I can tell you so many occasions when I have cast out devils. Jesus is our model. He went about doing good because God anointed him. He went about healing all those who were oppressed with the devil, and he has commanded us to do the same. He has anointed us to go and bring freedom to those who are hurting, those who are demon-possessed, those who are diseased. You can do that if you are a believer. He has commanded us to do exactly what he did. He said, "Those who believe in me, the works that I do, they will do also." So he said, you can cast out demons. You can heal the sick. Then in the same Mark chapter 16, in verse 20, The Bible says, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Hallelujah. He said the disciples went and preached everywhere, and God confirmed his word. You need to go and preach the good news, and God himself will confirm the word with signs and wonders. And they went forth, and they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, with signs following. And so he said, as you believe and as you go, you will see signs and wonders happening, following you. You can do these things. I have told you that you can do it. That's what Jesus is saying. He says you go forward. As you preach the gospel, he said, I will go with you and I will confirm the word with signs following. Hallelujah. My friend, I have seen devils being cast out many times in my meetings. I have seen people healed many times in my preaching, teaching, and healing conferences, as well as in my open air crusades. He says, you go and preach the gospel, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Hallelujah. So this is what's so powerful to me. It's not only talking about you. It's talking about those who also believe. I used to read this and thought that, oh, it's talking about me. I used to believe that, oh, if I believe, these signs are going to follow me. In Jesus' name, I'm going to cast out demons. I'm going to speak with new tongues. And then I'm going to take up serpents. And if I drink anything deadly, then it will by no means hurt me. I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And I was thinking, that's just about me. I believe, and that is true. Yes, if you believe, all of these things are going to be part of your inheritance. But actually, it's not only about you. In context, he who believes and baptized will be saved. How are they saved? They are saved by going out and preaching the good news of the gospel. If you don't go and preach, people will not really believe. And if they believe, it's not only about you. Those people also will see signs and wonders following them, so far as they believe. So if you are gone out and preach the good news, either they believe and they will be saved, or they didn't believe and they will be condemned. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. So even the people that you are ministering to, they are supposed to be signs and wonders following them because they chose to believe. That's how we experience the supernatural and operate in the supernatural. That's how we see signs and wonders following us. That's why believers are for signs and wonders. Amen. So my friend, it's not only about you. And if you are hearing me and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you can receive him and signs and wonders will follow you. That is so marvelous because it means that if I see somebody hurting and somebody lost and broken, not only do I want to introduce truth of the gospel to them, I want them to experience the supernatural so that the signs and wonders the Bible is talking about will follow them. And they are only going to experience that if they have heard the gospel and if they chose to believe. God has already done his part. What we need to do is to step out in boldness to say the thing that is the good news of the gospel, proclaiming it, and do the things that God has called us to do, and to be consistent and keep being led by the Holy Spirit and sensitive of the Spirit to know what to say and when to say it. And in that case, when people believe, signs and wonders will follow them. They will experience the supernatural power of God. That's what you are aiming for, my friend. And you are saying to yourself, I am going after them because they deserve to walk in the supernatural power of God. They deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know the supernatural God so they can walk in divine healing. Signs and wonders will follow them, and their lives will turn around to experience signs and wonders and operate in the supernatural power of God. Not only do they hear and believe, but now they lay their hands on the sick and they recover. They don't need to call you because they already also experiencing signs and wonders. Signs and wonders are following them as believers, so they don't need to call anybody. They just have to lay their hands on the sick and operate in the supernatural and see signs and wonders following them because God will confirm his word. Now they go around and preach the gospel. For those of you who are born again believers in Christ, you have the power to help the hurting people. And for those who are unbelievers, you can receive Christ right now and reign in life with the supernatural power of God. And it will marvel you that signs and wonders will follow you. I remember when I used to run Bible club on campus. I love young people. And I said to the Lord, is there a way to work with these youngsters? It was amazing working with the young people because winning one student to the Lord, I didn't have to worry about any of their friends or associates or people in their area. I knew a lot about them, what they were doing. They were preaching. They just started preaching the gospel. It was so marvelous. Therefore, stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting your impact that you can have on people. Stop limiting what your impact can be, my friend. It's not only for those who believe, but what they are able to do and the power, the signs and wonders that can follow them. It was amazing talking about this young student because whenever we had a Bible club meeting, they invited their friends and neighbors and brought them over to the meetings. They said to their friends, we want you to meet this man of God. And all of a sudden, all I know is I'm ministering to these young people that I didn't know. It's not just these students that I minister to. It's all the people that they are connected to. My friend, don't underestimate the intersection that God has for you with people's lives. You can touch one person and that person will touch another and so on. There is an intersection and an anointing that happens within those divine connections, my friend, because you are willing to let God use you. If you can minister to one person the Holy Spirit has led you to, just don't hesitate. Minister to that person because those people have also got connections. And as the Bible says, these signs shall follow those who believe. One person can believe and signs and wonders following that person can also lead another person. And before you know, your impact is on a whole host of people. Therefore, instead of complaining about our situations and where we are and who's around us, instead of getting frustrated and anointed or change your attitude, just say to the Lord, what is the divine purpose and divine reason for my life in this world? It's all about your relationship with God so that we have an overflow to reach out to people. As you have relationship with God, Holy Spirit will lead you and you can be an impact on people's life. You can lead people to Christ. You may be thinking, how am I going to do this? It's all about being connected to God. That's why he said, abide in me and I will abide in you. That's recorded in John chapter 15. He continues to say that apart from me, you can do nothing. You see? So he wants you to abide in him. And as you abide in him, out of the relationship that you have in him, there will be an overflow that will impact on people. It's only by abiding in him that we start to produce fruit. And there is fruit that's supposed to come out of your life. That means that you can impact on people's life. You can proclaim the gospel. Signs and wonders will follow you. So he says, abide in me and I in you. as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We need to live fruitful lives. We need to have a life that impacts on people. And that means you can operate with signs and wonders following you. You can impact the world by doing your bit wherever you are. I tell you, we live for signs and wonders. Don't be marveled. What the word of God says is truth. Bible says, let God be truth and every person a liar. Believe me and start operating today. If you are a believer, take a step of faith. Just follow the Holy Spirit leading. And I'm telling you, you will see the supernatural work of God being operated through you. And if you are not a believer, I'm telling you, this may wonder you, but the first step to take is to receive Christ into your life. And if you would do that, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.